We miss college football.
Bennett takes the snap in the shotgun, throws for the corner. Brock Bowers one-on-one. Caught! Touchdown! He ate him alive! Falls down into the end zone. Six more for Georgia.
We can't wait for the 2023 season.
Caleb Williams throws the fade in the corner. Oh, caught! Touchdown, Trojans!
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
85 days away from the Tulane Green Wave kicking off their football season up against South Alabama. Tulane last year had a remarkable year where they went from 2 wins to 12 wins, won the American Athletic Conference, had that wild comeback against USC in the final 4 minutes in the Cotton Bowl, and now joining us is the head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, and that, of course, is Willie Fritz. Coach, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Zach.
Well, I love the video that I saw right after you guys won the Cotton Bowl up against USC, and you guys were having a parade. And when you were addressing the crowd, you jumped into the crowd and you started to do a little crowd surfing. That had to be a fun time for you, Coach.
Yeah, that was a great time. I became a head coach in 1993 at Bloom Junior College down in Brenham, Texas. And, you know, I always had kind of done this little victory song, and I was standing up high when I was doing it, and the kids wanted me to jump out and land in them. So I've done that ever since. So it was a lot of fun doing it after a Cotton Bowl victory, though.
How do you relive all these months later, looking back at those final 4 minutes? Because, Coach, between us, I had money on you that day, and I was very happy when you guys had that crazy comeback.
Well, Zach, I can't talk about all that stuff. You know that. But, you know, it was just, everything went well and all that kind of stuff. It was just we had a big special teams play. We had a big play on offense. We had a big play on defense. A complimentary type victory with all three phases being involved in it. And, you know, so we needed a little bit of luck. We had the drive before we fumbled the ball, and I think we would have gone in and scored on that. So we needed some good fortune. Luckily, we got it.
What did Tulane coach Willie Fritz show the world last year with what you guys were able to accomplish?
Well, I think we've done a really nice job of developing players. You know, we take pride in, getting guys that are good football players, but maybe they need a little time to get a little taller, a little longer, a little faster. Maybe guys that are under the radar a little bit who are dynamite Division I football players. We've also got some guys that were recruited by a lot of people, but, you know, we got quite a few. Heck, I got a lot of guys in the NFL that were their only Division I offer. Darnell Mooney, great receiver of the Chicago Bears. Cam Sample, great defensive lineman with the Cincinnati Bengals. Patrick Johnson, he's over with the Philadelphia Eagles, a great linebacker. So we've been able to find some guys, and I feel like our staff does a tremendous job at developing guys.
It's one thing to develop players, but to see a turnaround from 2 wins to 10 wins, how do you kind of just further explain how your staff was able to accomplish that?
Well, we had a lot of misfortune the year before. You know, we played in 3 bowl games in a row, and we had 1 year we lost 4 games on the last play of the game. That's almost impossible to do, but I did it. And, we almost had it turned then, but didn't quite get it done. And then in 21, you know, everybody dealt with COVID. In 20, we had Hurricane Ida. And so we all had to go to Birmingham, Alabama. I told the guys to pack for 3 nights, and instead we were there for 27 nights. And had no place to work out, lift weights, practice. About half the time we were able to practice, and didn't have really meeting rooms. So we just didn't have a very good season, and that's on me. I didn't do a good enough job leading the kids, but we knew we had good players, and we lost very few guys to the transfer portal after that year, and had a great off season, great summer, and led to us having a great season.
Coach Willie Fritz from Tulane here with us. Coach, I've followed your program from afar. I did go to Temple University, so I know the American Athletic Conference. Actually, someone that I know, Andrew Zuckerman, played for you guys as well. So I've seen your quarterback, Michael Pratt, before. But for people that are just tuning in, I know he's been there for a few years and haven't been able to watch Michael Pratt. How would you describe your quarterback?
Oh, I think he's a stud. He's just really tough. He's gotten a lot bigger. I think he's 175, 180 pounds when he got here. And, you know, he's 215, great straight line speed. Sometimes a little too tough. I got to remind him about, you know, first down, touchdown, get down. But he's great arm strength, great accuracy. I think he's a definite draft pick. We're just looking forward to him having another fantastic year for us.
And just the nature of the sport right now with the transfer portal, I know that his sister transferred over to play for the basketball team, so that probably helped. Did you expect to lose in this offseason, or did you always know that Michael was going to be back?
No, he's coming. He's a loyal guy. He's a servant leader. He's, his best friends he's going to have the rest of his life are going to be the guys he played with here at Tulane. I think there might have been some guys who were some schools that might have been possibly contacting him in one way or the other. I don't know. But, he was always firm with being here at Tulane.
Willie Fritz, what do you challenge your quarterback to do this year? You guys just won the American Athletic Conference. You just won a Cotton Bowl. You only lost two games last year. What did you really challenge him to do this offseason?
Well, really get to know the offense, you know, for every single guy on the field, their responsibilities. This is going to be the first season that Michael has had the same coordinator 2 years in a row. You know, and there's going to be we're adding some things offensively, but we're not changing things. And I think that's going to help him out big time.
For your program, how do you go about replacing Tyjae Spears? We know he got drafted by Tennessee, and last year was just enormous for the success of your football team.
It's going to be tough. You know, I just got done talking to him here about 5 minutes ago. He's a special player, special young man. I'm so excited about his opportunity there with Tennessee. We feel like we've got some good backs, though. We've got really good depth. You know, like on the defensive line for us, we've got 9 guys on the front four who started at least 2 ball games for us in their career. So got a lot of good depth all the way around and at all positions. And that's a big deal for us this season. We want to be a consistent winner. We don't, want to just go to bowl games. We want to go to meaningful bowl games, win conference championships. You know, so that's what we've been talking about with our guys, how we got to improve offense, defense, kicking game in order to accomplish that.
I know every kid is different, and you never know how people are going to handle success, but no one's going to be sleeping on you guys this year with the season that you just had, and you guys are now viewed as the top dogs in the conference. Just how do you think your program will handle the success and build off of that?
I think we're going to handle it well. I've got a bunch of mature guys, a lot of guys that have been in the program for a long period of time. They love the success we had. I think they want to continue to have that type of success year after year. I don't know. As a head coach, every game is its own season, and we just, I worry about that. I don't, irregardless of whether we're playing, on a hot streak and won a bunch of games or maybe they haven't. You know, we want to improve every single week. And one of the things we talk about in our program is going 1-0 every week, going 1-0 every day. And that's what it's going to take for us. We got to continue to keep doing that in order for us to, have the sustained success that's eluded Tulane over the years.
Coach, earlier you mentioned that you're 63. I don't know how much longer you plan to do this. I know that you said that you want this to be your last stop. What made you want to stay? Because, I saw your name was rumored, at least in that Georgia Tech job. So what made you want to continue to see things out with the Tulane Green Wave?
Oh, we love it here. My wife loves it here. I love it here. It's been a tough bill. It really has been. With the history of Tulane's had great players. They've had great teams. They just haven't done it, over a long period of time consecutively. So we just enjoy being here. It's good people to work with and for. Our kids really enjoy going to school here at Tulane. We're in a beautiful area of New Orleans. It's a great education, one of the top academic schools in the country. You know, so there's just a lot of great things about it. I'm very lucky to have this job.
What's your favorite meal out of New Orleans? It's one of my favorite places to visit, but what does Coach like to eat the most?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you where I'm getting ready to meet my wife at a place here right now, but we're I got so many good favorites. We did a commercial for a restaurant the other day. You know, we had, you know, the char-grilled oysters and the roast beef po' boy, shrimp po' boy, red beans and rice, shrimp, etouffee, just everything. It's just, it's different. I had not spent a bunch of time in New Orleans prior to coming here to take this job, and I probably put on 10, 20 pounds. It's been a lot of, it's happy weight that I put on.
Don't you worry. I probably put on 10, 15 pounds when I went to Mardi Gras all those years ago. So it definitely happens, and I was only there for 3 days. Wrapping up with the coach of Tulane, the Green Wave, of course, just won the American Athletic Conference last year, defeated USC in the Cotton Bowl. That, of course, is Willie Fritz. The conference, you lose some schools to the Big 12, Houston, Cincinnati, UCF, welcoming in six new schools to the American Athletic Conference. What's your view of what the American Athletic Conference now offers with the changes?
Well, I think it's going to be very competitive. We just got back from our conference meetings the other day. You know, it's we've added some really good teams, great facilities, great academic institutions as well. We lost UCF and Cincinnati, Houston. I think we replaced them with six fantastic schools. So, you know, we've kind of gotten out of that distinction of Power Five, Group of Five. You know, I think in the years that I've been here, this is going to be my eighth season. I think, you know, our conference has been ranked above one of the so-called Power Five schools, six of the 7 years. So if you haven't had a chance to watch the American, you're really missing out. It's very, very competitive football.
Coach, one last thing before we let you run. You guys win that Cotton Bowl 46-45. What a remarkable comeback it was. You did go up against the Heisman Trophy winner and Caleb Williams, who had five touchdowns in the game. So many people that tune in, they just like to hear people's perspective about the Heisman Trophy winner and Caleb Williams, who is projected to be the number one pick in next year's draft. Just what was your observations looking back at it, and what made it so difficult going up against Caleb?
Well, he's got all the talent and the ability that you think about with a quarterback, arm strength, accuracy, you know, being able to throw all the different type of balls that you want. But the thing I was really impressed with was his strength. I don't know how many times he shook off tackles. We had him wrapped up. It was a good job of anticipating blitzes or someone tackling him with leverage and then beating the leverage and buying himself more time. I saw after the game, I told some people, I see why he won the Heisman Trophy. He's a dynamite quarterback.
Coach, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much. 85 days away, Tulane kicking off their AAC title defense up against South Alabama. Good luck this year, Coach.
Thank you. Tell Zuck I said hi.
You got it. We'll do. Thanks so much.
All right, roll wave.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.